Hello, I'm Philip Moore for Radio Reading Services with The Messenger from the Diocese of Covington, Kentucky, July 5th, 2019 edition. Featured on the front page of The Messenger this week, the celebration of Blessed Sacrament Parish's centennial celebration. Blessed Sacrament Parish begins a year-long centennial celebration. The article is by David Cooley, an associate editor of The Messenger. There are several photographs on the front page showing the congregation as they celebrated the opening Mass for the centennial celebration at Blessed Sacrament Parish in Fort Mitchell on June 22nd, the Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ. The Mass and reception that followed kicked off a year-long commemoration. The parish will mark its 100-year anniversary in 2020. Father Daniel Vogelpool, the current pastor, is completing his 20th year at Blessed Sacrament Parish. The photographs show, as I said, the congregation as they stand in prayer as Bishop Voice celebrates the Mass. There is a picture of Bishop Voice or Father Vogelpool. I'm not sure which. It does not identify the person at the ambo. Several pictures of the congregation at prayer and a picture of people during the presentation of the gifts. Here is the article by David Cooley. In 2020, Blessed Sacrament Parish, Fort Mitchell, will mark its 100 years of existence. To kick off a year-long centennial celebration, Bishop Roger Foy celebrated an opening Mass June 22nd on the Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ at the parish. Father Daniel Vogelpool, pastor, Father Benton Clift, parochial vicar, Father James Ryan, retired in residence, Father James Quill, former pastor, Father Albert Rushman, former pastor, and Father James Shaper, former parochial vicar, concelebrated. Deacons Jim Bain, Jim Fortner, and Hudson Henry assisted. This afternoon, we have two celebrations wrapped into one, the feast day of the parish, the feast of the body and blood of Christ, and we begin the celebration of the 100th anniversary of the founding of Blessed Sacrament Parish, said Bishop Voice as he began his homily. It is a significant day for this community of believers known as Blessed Sacrament Parish. All of this began with 37 families whose faith was so deep that you will see all around you is the result of that faith, which has endured for 100 years, he said. This church, and indeed this whole campus, stands as literally a concrete witness to the faith of each family who has called this parish home over the last 100 years. That faith continues, said Bishop Voice. Today, we celebrate the lives and the leadership and the sacrifice, but most of all, the faith of anyone who has ever been a member of this community, and all those priests that have led this parish as pastors. Bishop Voice acknowledged the current pastor, Father Vogelpool, who is completing his 20th year at Blessed Sacrament, as well as his two immediate predecessors, Father Rushman and Father Quill, and thank them for their service to the Lord's Church. He also asked everyone to remember all the women religious who served at the parish as powerful witnesses to the faith. Finally, he thanked the lay faithful, past and present, who, he said, are the heart of the parish. Were it not for your faith, your determination, for your respect for that which is holy and sacred, we would not be here today, said Bishop Voice. We celebrate 100 years of faith, leadership, and sacrifice. Following Mass, a large reception was held on the church grounds. Special centennial events will be held throughout the year. More information can be found on the website www.bskky.org. And in a related story, new hymn composed for Blessed Sacrament Centennial Celebration. The article is also by David Cooley, the associate editor of The Messenger. In honor of its centennial celebration, Blessed Sacrament Parish, Fort Mitchell commissioned Father Ricky Manilow, CSP, and Gerard Quisano to compose and arrange, respectively, a new hymn entitled O Sacrum Convivum. The idea began with Blessed Sacrament's music director, Matt Spencer, and was vindicated by the Centennial Planning Committee. We were performing a piece in the hymnal by Father Manilow and Gerard Quisano, and Father Vogelpohl really liked the piece, so I contacted them and asked them to take up this project, said Mr. Spencer. Mr. Spencer had met Father Manilow and Gerard Quisano, who live in San Francisco, California, previously at the National Pastoral Musicians Association Convention. I am familiar with their work through what I've been doing at Blessed Sacrament, and they have very good arrangements, he said. I asked them if they would be interested in a commission for our 100th anniversary, and they agreed. We simply requested that the text be a paraphrase of O Sacrum Convivum, and left all the musical aspects up to them. The phrase, O Sacrum Convivum, comes from evening prayer number 2 of the Liturgy of Hours, Vespers, on Corpus Christi Sunday. I couldn't be happier with the piece, said Mr. Spencer. I really think it's going to be one of those hymns that quickly becomes a staple for a lot of the parishioners, and especially for the choir. Father Manilow, a member of the Missionary Society of St. Paul the Apostle, better known as the Paulist Fathers, studied at the Manhattan School of Music in New York, New York. Over the last 25 years, he has composed somewhere between 150 and 200 pieces, mostly for the Oregon Catholic Press. The Paulist Fathers are a religious community that was founded in New York City in 1858. Although Father Manilow was not able to be present at the Centennial Mass, he was able to hear the piece performed through the power of modern technology. I was extremely happy with the piece. It is always one of the greatest joys for a liturgical composer to hear an assembly sing your hymn, Father Manilow said. I was very happy with how the choir sounded. It was wonderful to see everything come together. It was one thing to write something, but there is a lot to be said about the actual ritual action that is going on. I was a composer before I became a priest, he said. When I joined the priesthood, I specifically joined a religious community within which I was able to be a priest as well as a teacher and a liturgical composer. All those roles complement each other. I have my religious community identity with the Paulist Fathers. I have my clerical identity as a priest. I have a sort of geeky academic identity at Santa Clara University. And there is also this musical, artistic side of me. It is all interrelated. All of these roles feed off and inform each other. While O Sacrum Convivum was produced in time to be sung at the Centennial Mass, it is not completely finished. It is still being developed, with different aspects of the piece being modified and tweaked. The hope is that it will be sent off to the publisher soon. To hear an audio recording of the hymn being performed at the Centennial Mass, visit www.covdio.org/messenger. Now for page 2 of the Messenger from the Diocese of Covington, Kentucky this week. Bishop Foy's Eucharist Strengthens Us on Journey Home to Heaven. The stories by editor Laura Keener. The Solemnity of the Body and Blood of Christ, also known as the Feast of Corpus Christi, was celebrated June 23rd at the Cathedral Basilica of the Assumption, Covington. Following the 10 a.m. Mass, exposition of the Blessed Sacrament was held until the start of Corpus Christi services, in procession at 2 p.m., and benediction. Father Roger, or Bishop Roger Foyce, was the celebrant and homilist. In 1264, Pope Urban IV instituted the solemnity of Corpus Christi on the Thursday after Pentecost. Like many church feasts, liturgical forms of 1969 allowed bishops to move the celebration of the feast to Sunday in those dioceses where the feast is not a holy day of obligation. The feast celebrates the doctrine that the Eucharist is the real presence of Jesus, body and blood, soul and divinity. In his homily, Bishop Foyce connected the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes, the gospel reading for the day, as the precursor of the Eucharist. The miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes is, quote, singular in that it is the only miracle recorded in each of the four Gospels. Obviously, that miracle held importance. It's important because it prefigures the Eucharist, he said. With the multiplication of the loaves and fishes, Jesus shows care and compassion for the people who have come to listen to him. He knows their journey home will be difficult, and he wants them to be nourished so that they can sustain the journey home, Bishop Foyce explained. This is beautiful, said Bishop Foyce. At the Last Supper, Jesus knew he was going to die, and knowing that his apostles would be discouraged, disheartened, wanted to leave them with something for the journey, he left the most precious gift that anyone can give another, the gift of himself. Take and eat. This is my body. Take and drink. This is my blood. Do this, he said, in memory of me. This will be your spiritual food for the journey. This will be the food that will give you strength to reach your final destination, your home, which is heaven. That's why the Eucharist is so important, and why we must have true reverence for the Eucharist. It is the food that will give us the strength and courage for the journey. It is the body and blood of Jesus. This is why we reverence the Eucharist and believe in the real presence, Bishop Foyce said. There are several photographs with this article as well. One shows a monstrance with the Blessed Sacrament on display. The other photographs show Bishop Foyce as he leads the Eucharistic procession at the Cathedral Basilica of the Assumption on June 23rd on the Solemnity of the Body and Blood of Christ. The congregation is also shown singing. They join the procession, which moved down the main and up and down the side aisles of the cathedral. The next article from this week's Messenger, Summer Mission Collection Supports Urban Education Evangelization. This article is by editor Laura Keener. The 2019 Summer Mission Collection will take place in parishes between July 6th and 7th and August 10th and 11th throughout the Diocese of Covington. Again, this year, the Summer Mission Collection will benefit the Diocese Mission Territory, urban schools known collectively as the Alliance for Catholic Urban Education, which goes by the acronym AQACUE. Several volunteer speakers will be canvassing the diocese, speaking at parishes in support of the collection. Proceeds from the 2019 Summer Mission Collection are used for tuition assistance at the diocese's 6 AQ elementary schools: Holy Cross Elementary, Holy Family School, Prince of Peace Montessori, and St. Augustine School, Covington; Holy Trinity School, Bellevue, and St. Anthony School, Taylor Mill. This year, contributors to the Summer Mission Collection will have the satisfaction of knowing that their donations will help bring students to AQ schools that last year were the beneficiaries of grants that have bolstered curriculum in both math and teachings of the Catholic faith. Thanks to a grant from the Charles H. Dater Foundation, students in grades K through 6 at 5 of the 6 AQ schools now have a new math curriculum, Sadler Math, S-A-D-L-I-E-R. Sadler Math is a rigorous, comprehensive math program that challenges students and improves math comprehension and retention. The new curriculum is both text and web-based. The web-based components rely on new one-to-one student-to-device status of the schools. All students at the 6 AQ schools now have access to an electronic device for use in the classroom. Technology such as this is so important to the 21st century learning, as noted by several individual donors to AQ, particularly Al and Esther Kenkel, who contributed hundreds of Chromebooks to the schools, said Beth Ruhlman, Development Director, AQ. In addition to funding the new math curriculum, the Dater Foundation also provided monies for miscellaneous math materials for student classroom use. These consumables help students to grasp more fully and retain important math concepts, said Ms. Ruhlman. Also last year, Holy Trinity School Bellevue piloted the Choose Love Enrichment Program. Patty Dietz, retired educator from Miami University, and her husband Tom brought the program to Holy Trinity School. Scarlett Lewis developed the Choose Love program. Her son Jesse Lewis died in the Sandy Hook shooting. Since then, she was inspired to develop a program that engages students in social and emotional learning. The Choose Love program brings awareness to the benefits of courage, gratitude, forgiveness, and compassion, and encourages students to allow these traits to guide their thoughts and actions. A video clip of Holy Trinity students singing the Have It All, Choose Love theme song can be viewed online at the diocese website www.covdio.org/messenger. That's www.covdio.org/messenger. Ms. Ruhlman said thank you to donors for their support of AQ and the Summer Mission Collection. Through their continued support, our AQ schools are far more financially stable. The schools are improving academically, and our urban parishes have been able to reduce their financial participation in the operation of the schools, she said. Our donors have helped our schools and our parishes through their critical support of the AQ mission. For more information on the 2019 Summer Mission Collection, contact the Diocesan Office of Stewardship and Mission Services at the phone number 859-392-1500 or by email at stewardship, stewardship, at covdio.org. And in a related article, Catholic Charities, Diocese of Covington, receives COA accreditation. Catholic Charities, Diocese of Covington, has achieved national accreditation through the New York-based Council of Accreditation, the COA. Organizations pursue accreditation to demonstrate the implementation of best practice standards in the field of human services. Catholic Charities has been similarly accredited every 4 years since 1995. COA evaluated all aspects of Catholic Charities, Diocese of Covington's programs, services, management, and administration. Catholic Charities, Diocese of Covington provides the following services: child and family services, counseling services, housing services, and community outreach services. COA accreditation is an objective, independent, and reliable validation of an agency's performance. The COA accreditation process involves a detailed review and analysis of an organization's administration, management, and service delivery functions against international standards of best practice. The standards driving accreditation ensure that services are well coordinated, culturally competent, evidence-based, outcomes-oriented, and provided by a skilled and supported workforce. To achieve COA accreditation, Catholic Charities Diocese of Covington first provided written evidence of compliance with the COA standards. Thereafter, a group of specially trained volunteer peer reviewers confirmed adherence to those standards during a series of on-site interviews with trustees, staff, and clients. Based on its findings, COA's Volunteer-Based Accreditation Commission voted that Catholic Charities Diocese of Covington had successfully met the criteria for accreditation. COA has been named by the U.S. State Department as the sole national independent accrediting body under the Hague Convention on Intercountry Adoption to accredit intercountry adoption service providers. In addition, COA is the only national accreditor designated by the U.S. Department of Defense to develop accreditation standards and processes for human service programs provided to military personnel and their families. Founded in 1977, COA is an independent, not-for-profit accreditor of the full continuum of community-based behavioral health care and social service organizations in the United States and Canada. Over 2,000 organizations, voluntary, public, and proprietary, local and statewide, large and small, have either successfully achieved COA accreditation or are currently engaged in the process. The article is accompanied by a photograph that shows Alan Pickett, Executive Director of Catholic Charities Diocese of Covington, and Shannon Braun, Assistant Executive Director, who hold the COA accreditation plaque. Catholic Charities Diocese of Covington recently received recognition of being accredited by the COA. COA stands for the Council on Accreditation. And another story from this week's Messenger. Diocese is awarded 2019 Jack Mack Champions for Children. The Play Like a Champion Today Educational Series, PLAC, presented the Diocese of Covington and Rich Hoyt its 2019 Jack Mack Champions for Children Award. The award was established in honor of Jack Mack, who provided endless hours of dedicated service as a volunteer and helped develop Play Like a Champion's mission and vision. Jacqueline Mack, Mr. Mack's widow, presented the 2019 award during a Friday evening dinner at the 2019 Play Like a Champion Today Sports Leadership Conference held June 21st through June 22nd, 2019, at the University of Notre Dame. Since 2017, the Diocese of Covington has partnered with the Play Like a Champion program, investing time and resources, working with coaches and parents involved with diocesan athletic teams. Since its inception, the diocese has trained over 750 coaches and 100 parents in the Play Like a Champion philosophy of sports ministry. Prior to each athletic season, local trainers provide workshops for coaches and parents that are designed to give them the tools they need to create a safe, caring, and developmentally appropriate environment for Catholic youth sports. Play Like a Champion is a good introduction in what it means to be a coach minister, said Mr. Hoyt. We want a culture where we promote, first of all, our Catholic identity, and then a positive sports culture for our children. As a local trainer and principal at St. Agnes School, Fort Wright, Mr. Hoyt has been a leader in the presenting the PLAC mission. A longtime coach and a champion of sports at the youth and high school level, Mr. Hoyt has been instrumental in educating both parents and fellow coaches in the Diocese of Covington. Rich is a tremendous trainer and a blessing to our Play Like a Champion community, said Kristen Sheehan, program director for the Play Like a Champion Today educational series. His passion for coaching and commitment to developing children through sports is an inspiration. Pope Francis has indicated that dialogue with the family, particularly with parents, becomes an essential aspect in the promotion of an organic and continuous pastoral care through sport, especially aimed at children and young people. With PLAC, parents play an important role in the athletic ministry of children. Everybody being on the same page, everybody understanding what atmosphere we want to create at a game is important, says Margaret Schack, Safe Environment Coordinator for the Diocese. We need to have parents on board. We can't do it without them, and that's why we are training them. And it looks like our time together for the Messenger of the Diocese of Covington is at its conclusion for this week. I'm Philip Moore for Radio Reading Services. Thanks for joining me. Stay tuned now for our regularly scheduled programming here on the radio that reads to the Tri-State, WRRS